Next, vibe coding. Have you heard of it? Well, I haven't until this point in time. It has been named Colin's Word of the Year 2025. It beat clankers to the top of the list. For more on this, we're joined now by Dr. Gail Flanagan from the School of Modern Languages and Applied Linguistics at the University of Limerick. Tell me, what's vibe coding?
Good morning, Keane. Well, I woke up this morning and I had the same question. Well, I can now because I've read the Collins Dictionary entry. It's where you don't language. I mean, it's saying turning natural language into computer code. Really what it's allowing computer programmers, I would still think, as opposed to myself and yourself, but to actually talk to the computer and say, okay, this is the app I want to create. I doubt it's that straightforward. I doubt it's like, because we would all be doing it. But more and more AI, generative AI, is coming into, you know, computer design and the technology that we use.
Well, what's the clankers then? Because I was looking at the word, the clankers. I don't know what it means, but it sounded something like, from my past when I was in secondary school, something like Captain Boyle would have mentioned in Juno and the Peacock. But what are the clankers?
I know, it's a lovely sound to it, doesn't it? The clankers then, this is coming into the computers, and it's kind of the opposite. So we've got the vibe coding, very positive with the vibing, with the coding. And then the clanker is when it's a derogatory term, really, to refer to a piece of technology, a software app, maybe your phone not running as it should be. And it actually goes back. It doesn't go back maybe as far as Juno and the Peacock.
Well, actually, but it's going back to Star Wars. Well, actually, I think it had something to do with the clinking sound of rosary beads back then. But you're saying the clankers is when your phone starts stuttering and your computer can get the clankers as well then, can they?
Yes, anything. It seems to be when you're giving out about the technology. So isn't it interesting? We have the positive vibe coding, but then we've got the clankers when things aren't going. It's interesting. We have a love-hate relationship with AI. We want it to do things for us, but on the other hand, we don't want to take our jobs. It's reflective of that from a broader sense.
Well, look, we've very little time left, but there are other dictionaries also revealing their word of the year, including dictionarity.com. What's there?
6-7. Not 67, 6-7. All over the country, anyone that are your listeners will be rolling their eyes if they have Gen Alpha, if they have primary school children, because this is one of these expressions. It's nonsensical, it's gone viral, and it just means, yeah, whatever, or it can mean whatever they want it to mean. I think it's some video out there that's gone viral since the summer. It can mean, it's kind of a reply like, how was school today? Well, 6-7, and a little smirk at the end. So they're enjoying it.
Goodbye?
I don't believe so, but you could. I mean, they can use it in any, you know what I mean? Again, it's language evolving, and it's especially our younger group using language to communicate with each other. Okay. If they decide tomorrow they want to say goodbye, they will.
Okay, well, I'll try it here. 6-7, Dr. Gail Flanagan, thanks for joining us. It's now 8:57.